Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With us today is Westbred Wheat Technical Product Manager John Fenderson for the Southern Plains. And John offers us an overview of top Westbred performers in 2021.
We continue to see a couple of our varieties do very well, particularly in the central and eastern part of Oklahoma. Those two varieties being WB4401 and 4699. Both of those varieties have some tolerance to Fusarium head blight. They also have some tolerance to the stripe rust disease, which was a significant issue this year. As we move west, our two varieties that seem to be performing the best this year are WB4595 and also WB4792. Those are tougher, more drought-tolerant varieties that have pretty good tolerance to wheat streak mosaic virus and have an intermediate reaction to the stripe rust disease that became a problem this year.
Thanks, John. For more information on Westbred wheat varieties, go to westbred.com.
Crop progress numbers are out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. A few takeaways for you today. First of all, winter wheat harvest in our part of the world, pretty well done. As a matter of fact, it is done. 100% complete for the state of Oklahoma. Harvest is done. Texas, 99% complete, done. Both of those are even with the five-year averages. Kansas is now at 96% complete. That's even with their five-year average as well. Harvest starting to move further northward as well at the same time. Up into states like Colorado, they're more than half done now. 61% in Colorado is behind their five-year average of 74% by this particular date. Spring planted crops are looking pretty good right now. 65% of the U.S. corn crop is rated in good to excellent shape. Soybean crop, 60% in good to excellent condition. The cotton crop continues to move higher as far as crop ratings are concerned. Another 4-point improvement this week, up to 60% of the U.S. cotton crop rated in good to excellent condition. And it is behind somewhat the normal crop development. Going to need some heat days in order to fill out this cotton crop successfully across the Mid-South and also right here in Oklahoma. We need some heat units in order to get this cotton crop complete. Grain sorghum crop, 68% in good to excellent shape. That's down 2 points from a week ago. Pasture range ratings looking really good in the Southern Plains. 68% of Oklahoma pasture range ratings good to excellent. 59% in Kansas, 58% in the state of Texas. On the flip side, you go north and west, it gets awful pretty quick as far as pasture range ratings are concerned. Worst pasture range ratings in the country is Montana. 89% poor to very poor, North Dakota 74%, 78%, and South Dakota. Coming up this Friday and Saturday, it's the 69th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show happening at the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma. Executive VP of the OCA, Michael Kelsey, says it's going to be a great gathering of cattle producers from across Oklahoma and beyond.
The program is absolutely packed, and that's been our leaders and our goal for our convention is to really kind of establish this. As you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, we want to make this the event to come to. So there's over 12 educational opportunities, seminars. We're going to have Jerry Bone, NCBA president there. The trade show is going to be packed, probably 120, give or take, trade show booths. So lots of opportunity there. And then just the hallway time for networking, for cattle producers to talk together, maybe do some business, who knows, but strike up some business partnerships, but also just encourage one another.
OCA's Michael Kelsey. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, neighbors, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, July 22nd, broadcast live from Texas on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,415 head will be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 4,700 weaned calves, and 13,000 calves on cows. For information on all the cattle being sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.